The Guardian.
We begin with the sound of the door closing behind me, or rather a sort of shutter or blind coming down at the entrance to the gallery at London's Institute of Contemporary Art. Although listeners might think that we're actually in the Royal Opera House, we're in the exhibition Cellar Door, Once is Always Twice, by the 30-year-old French artist Loris Gréaud. This is a rather strange and confusing exhibition. We're locked in now. The opera, which is also called Cellar Door, Once is Always Twice, is being performed on some lamps which drool with black goo and sit in the middle of this room. On the floor there is a black carpet with a geodesic design based on the work of Buckminster Fuller. And on the black walls there is, running round one corner, in mirrored lettering, the words, "When people tell me that I don't know how I'm going to finish this story, usually tell them, wait till the end and you will see for yourself." Right. And the door, another door is opened in front of me. And we go into the second room, which is identical to the first. How very strange. The lights have gone on, and the opera's started again here. Yep, and the same writing is on the wall. And there's some sort of geodesic, another design painted on the black wall. And another door opens in front of me, and we go through into a third room. And it's exactly the same again. I suppose it's all meant to have something to do with Alice in Wonderland. How many times have I been to galleries where I've been in sort of environments, rooms, which lead on to second and third and fourth rooms, which are identical, each one identical to the one before it, or nearly so. Mike Nelson's done it. Monica Sosnowski has done it. Gregor Schneider has done it. And now Loris Gréaud has done it with Cellar Door. It's a fake word. You might think it's two words, cellar and door. It's also C-E-L-A-D-O-R, a sort of conflation between English and Welsh, and a word which is supposedly one of the most mellifluous and beautiful to listen to in the English language, or in the sort of in-between language. And the word comes from an essay by the famous novelist, children's novelist, J.R.R. Tolkien, that any artist should work with ideas by Tolkien seems unlikely. I mean, he's not exactly hip. So here we are, pacing about in the third room with these noxiously fiberglass-smelling lamps, which are great globby, blobby things hanging from the ceiling, which has had this kind of sauce. They're a bit like profiteroles, I suppose, but instead of chocolate drooled all over them, they've got kind of black acrylic paint spread all over them, and that's pooled on the carpet below in great blobs. This exhibition is a sort of outpost, really, to a bigger venture in Paris, which for the last couple of months has been wowing the French art world. At the Palais de Tokyo, a much larger version of the same installation. More rooms, more variety, I believe, and perhaps even more opera. The ICA show is just these three rooms, from which there seems to be now no return. Oh, the lights in the ceiling have gone on. I'm wondering when this kind of shutter door is going to let me out. Strangely, I think of a guillotine. Well, perhaps it might let me out sometime. There we go. I'm back into the second room and nothing has changed here. The opera's still going. What is the opera about? The opera is about the cellar door. The opera is about, as far as I can understand, an aria who has somehow become divorced from its singer, who also believes, the Arya believes it is a one-sided door or something. Lots of singing, not much substance. That smell of the fiberglass is getting stronger. And the line when people tell me that I don't know how I'm going to finish this story, usually I tell them, wait until the end and you will see for yourself, is beginning to strike home with me. How am I going to get out of here? What are we supposed to think? There's more to this, as the dramatic music might tell you. Celador is also apparently a studio. Whoa, another door opens. As one door opens, another one closes. The studio which Gréot is constructing on the outskirts of Paris. Why should we care where the artist has his studio? Well, I think he sees the studio as a metaphor for creativity and creative production, where he will commune with scientists, designers, musicians, opera divas, to create an even bigger work. More rooms, more similarity, more weirdness. It strikes me that the whole thing is a kind of confection. It's an entirely empty artwork to be filled up with our fantasies and our ideas, that we can project pretty much anything we like onto it. Whoa, there goes another door. Am I going to get out of here? No, it's coming down. Oh, it's stuck halfway, it's going back up again. I'm back in the first room, which is a relief. And the real world returns at last.
The Guardian.